Security Check, A Good Omen's Podvic, written and read by Jarp. I bet I could give you pleasant memories for any future flight security checks. Crowley gave Aziraphale an exaggerated leer over the rim of his sunglasses.
I'm afraid not even you could sweeten up that nasty experience for me, Crowley,
Aziraphale claimed and sipped his wine.
Oh, I have my dastardly demonic ways, Angel, Crowley insisted, waggling his eyebrows.
Aziraphale considered the possibility for a moment. Was it a wise idea to indulge in sexual roleplay around a mundane annoyance?
Somehow I doubt that getting an erection during my next security check would be conducive to the whole experience, Aziraphale sighed.
So you don't accept the challenge?
Aziraphale rolled his eyes and reached for the wine bottle to refill his glass, very pointedly ignoring Crowley's question.
I knew you'd be up for it.
Crowley leaned back in his chair, wearing that special smirk he always got when they negotiated a new scene for their special play nights. Unfortunately, it was a very sexy look on the demon, and Aziraphale felt an excited shiver run down his spine in anticipation, effectively ruining his reluctant pout.
And which restrictions would you have in mind for this experiment?
Crowley tilted his head in thought, biting his lower lip as he considered the question.
I think normal human basics should do nicely for this particular scene. That's the whole point of it, isn't it? Avoiding miracles and appearing as human as possible during those awful security checks. So best we stick with the basic human anatomy for this, I reckon.
A small demonic miracle tingled along sensitive angelic skin, discreetly checking Aziraphale's state of effort. Aziraphale's brow lifted even higher. Since it had been Crowley's turn to suggest a scene for this evening, Aziraphale had decided not to wear any genitals yet, because they never knew where Crowley's imagination would lead them, so it really didn't make sense to bother with choosing beforehand. Besides, Crowley and him both enjoyed being involved in the process of manifesting the necessary parts.
I sense you have a special configuration in mind.
Sober up, Angel.
Both Angel and Demon pulled some very unattractive faces while they expelled any remaining alcohol from their systems. Afterwards, Crowley nodded approvingly and lifted a hand in question.
If I may.
Aziraphale nodded his assent, and a moment later, Crowley's fingersnap adjusted his cooperation to mostly human sensations, adding a specific set of genitals along the way. Aziraphale felt his blood pressure drop, and for a moment he had to steady himself on the sofa. This type of miracle, performed by another being, felt incredibly invasive and usually left his whole corporation disoriented and all tingly. Only after their corporation swap, they had started experimenting with this particular kind of intimacy, and Aziraphale had been happy to learn that both of them enjoyed the deep trust required for it. Taking a deep breath to enjoy the tingles along his spine, it took him a moment to recognize the specific set of genitals Crowley had chosen for them.
"The Greek set?" he inquired, causing a lovely flush to appear on Crowley's ears and high on his cheekbones.
The demon shrugged and affected innocence, mumbling, "The classics suit you." Aziraphale, who was particularly fond of the aesthetics of this particular configuration, a short, uncut, and relatively thick effort that wouldn't increase much in sight when erect, framed by neatly trimmed white curls, couldn't agree more with the assessment. He really did like the set on him, especially since it was one of his oldest models, and one that he had been wearing for centuries. It felt quite familiar. Crowley usually preferred the much more sizable options of his repertoire for their playnights, though, so this came as a bit of a surprise. For the moment, Aziraphale shrugged off his curiosity, as it didn't seem that Crowley intended to reveal his choice's motivations this early in the proceedings. Another demonic fingersnap changed the interior of the back room quite a bit. A pocket dimension allowed the shelves and books to shrink back to leave room in the middle for two new additions. Unfortunately, Aziraphale was entirely too familiar with both of them, thanks to Gabriel's tedious "no miracles at airports and during flights" policy. One addition was a small scanner connected to a tiny conveyor belt. On the left side of the machine, one of the typical plastic boxes for his possessions was clearly waiting for him. Right behind the setup, Aziraphale spotted a second addition, the dreaded body scanner, used to screen people for weapons of any sort. Another fingersnap added the atmospheric background for the scene. Harsh, unpleasant neon lighting, the stale air of too many sweaty people in small places, often forced to undress much further than anybody should have to while traveling, while all of it was suffused with a general air of annoyance and boredom. Aziraphale automatically scrunched his nose at the sudden unpleasantness of their surroundings. This demon really knew how to set a scene. How terrible! How intriguing! How exciting! "Good afternoon, sir. Please put your jacket, any valuables, liquids, and all metal objects into the box to be scanned before proceeding." Crowley had taken position right behind the machine, now wearing a fancy black uniform, the insignia on his shoulder identifying him as a, quite sexy, officer of airport security. Aziraphale wiggled a little in excitement before he inclined his head in a nod of greeting. "Good afternoon." As instructed, he shrugged out of his jacket and folded it into the grey plastic box. Then he reached into his vest and unclasped his pocket watch to place it carefully on the fabric. In a playful mood, he miracled up a set of car keys to pull from his trouser pockets with a flourish to also place them in the box. He proceeded by turning his pockets inside out to indicate that there was nothing else hiding in them before looking questioningly at Crowley. "I also need you to remove your belts and shoes, sir, so that these can be scanned. Please put them in the second box over there." They both knew how much Aziraphale despised having to take off his shoes in a place not designed for it, but for once he was amused at his own annoyance. Grumbling, he followed the instructions and stepped out of his brogues and removed his belt before adding all of it to the newly miracled up second box. "Thank you, sir. While we scan your belongings, you may proceed to the next step." Crowley indicated the second machine with a nod, and Aziraphil obediently walked over to pass through the waiting arch. Of course, the scanner immediately started beeping as soon as Aziraphil stepped under it, eliciting an annoyed eye roll from the angel. So, as indicated by the alarm, I will need to conduct a more in-depth search. Crowley pulled two winnow gloves out of his pocket and made it a show to slowly pull them over his hands. Aziraphil had very intimate knowledge of what these long, nifty fingers were capable of doing, and he was surprised at how much the addition of the clinical equipment piqued his interest. How different would it feel to have his skin touched so intimately by gloved hands? It looked like he was going to find out soon enough. Crowley, the terrible fiend, was of course aware of his hungry, contemplative stare, and let the rubber snap against his hand in a cheeky acknowledgement of his angel's curiosity. "Please turn around, sir, and put your hands out to the sides like this. To make this check as quick as possible, I advise you keep them in this exact position." As soon as Aziraphil had assumed the indicated pose, Crowley started stroking swiftly along his arms, then his chest and down his sides, all businesslike and clinical in his efficiency. Despite this, Aziraphil was already half-hard and on his way to fully erect once Crowley's strokes start focusing on his crotch. When his hands glided over his growing erection, Crowley stopped, feigning a double take. "Sir, I'm sure you are aware that you are not allowed to carry an erection during any of our security checks. I hope you realize that I will need to investigate this anomaly even further before you can proceed to your flight. We need to make sure that you are not hiding any additional secrets." The last word was hissed directly into Aziraphil's ear, Crowley's hot breath on his sensitive earshell causing Aziraphil to shiver and bite back an involuntary moan. Aziraphil noticed excitedly how quickly the scene was affecting him. He always enjoyed it when Crowley picked a more bastardly role for himself for their roleplay. During their regular lovemaking, outside of their playdates, his demon was a very attentive lover, always tuned in to Aziraphil's smallest wishes and cravings, fulfilling Aziraphil's need to be cared for and doted on, while simultaneously giving Crowley a chance to be solicitous and to feel useful. On their play nights, they could both be whoever they wanted to be, which gave them a chance to explore many other dynamics, something that became even more important now that they didn't need to follow any expectations their respective head officers may have had of them. However, while Aziraphil enjoyed when Crowley took on a more selfish and demanding role than usual, he had no intention of making things easy for him that night, especially since he knew denying his demon a while longer would lead to much sweeter rewards. So he frowned and turned his head away from Crowley's tantalizingly hot mouth.
"If you must, I have nothing to hide, as I'm sure you'll discover in no time."
Aziraphil tried to make his voice extra snobbish and dismissive, but judging by the soft chuckle into the fine hairs of his neck, he must have sounded far more breathy and aroused than he had intended. "Do you know, sir? Well, let's get on with our examination then,"
Crowley purred before his hands focused on the button and zip of his chinos. It took only a few seconds before vinyl-clad fingers touched bare skin, gliding first along and then under the seam of his pants. Soon both pants and trousers were eased down in one smooth motion and pooled around Aziraphale's ankles. "Next, sir, please spread your legs to give me better access to the area." Feigning obedience, Aziraphale shuffled his legs out, but not nearly as far as Crowley clearly wished him to. Sure enough, a soft growl emanated from behind him. "If this is what you call a proper spread, sir, I'll have to assist you in assuming the proper position." The rough fabric of Crowley's trousers brushed against the backside of Aziraphale's thighs when Crowley leaned his whole body against him. Snakeskin boots appeared between his socked feet and slowly inched his legs further apart, as far as the trousers around his ankles would allow. A soft chuckle answered his gasp at the stretch. "You appear uncomfortable, sir. I'm sure you want to conclude this procedure as quickly as possible, so I'll assist you in maintaining the correct position of your feet." In truth, Aziraphale wanted to drag out the scene as much as possible, and he was pleasantly surprised when softly padded black leather cuffs appeared around his ankles. A thin but sturdy metal bar connected the cuffs, making it impossible for Aziraphale to close his legs any farther. The angle at which it kept his feet apart was just this side of uncomfortable. Aziraphale held some very fond memories related to this particular piece of equipment, and a soft sigh of approval escaped his lips before he could stop himself. "There you go, sir. That's much better, isn't it? Now you are ready for the next part of the inspection," Crowley purred hungrily into his neck. While the words were posed as a statement, the soft stroke along his right shoulder blade was definitely a check-in, and Aziraphale hurried to nod his head to continue the scene. "Good," Crowley confirmed and stepped around Aziraphale to sink gracefully to his knees. This particular picture never failed to arouse Aziraphale, and he eagerly pushed his hips forward to give Crowley better access to his exposed genitals. The demon hissed his disapproval. "I thought I'd instructed you to stay still, sir." Gloved hands gripped Aziraphale's hips and pushed them back into their assigned position. "Lift your arms back up, stretch them out to the sides, and hold them in this exact position until I tell you otherwise." Aziraphale stretched out his arms as requested, feeling the strain from keeping them lifted like this. He bit back another whine and concentrated on keeping still, waiting for Crowley's nod of approval. Crowley made him wait another 30 seconds before he finally lifted his hands and started stroking along Aziraphale's calves and up onto his thighs and buttocks in the same meticulous, impersonal way as before. It brought his mouth teasingly close to Aziraphale's straining cock, and the angel had to bite his lip to make sure not to moan. He had a feeling that Crowley would tease him if he did, and he wasn't sure how much additional ribbing he would be able to endure on top of what Crowley had clearly already mapped out for the scene.
By the time his demon's gloved hands stroked over his buttocks and hips, Aziraphil felt hot and flushed all over and had broken into a light sweat. He knew he was slightly swaying on the spot under the strain of keeping himself in position, and he felt sweat gather at his temples and pool in the dip between his spine and buttocks. When Crowley's clever, gloved fingers reached his front and stroked over the heated skin of his stomach and thighs in a weird mix of impersonal and passionate, he bypassed his flushed cock in favor of fondling his balls. Aziraphil inhaled sharply, muscles going taut in anticipation of Crowley's expert teasing touches, which were guaranteed to drive him insane with pent-up sexual tension. They were both aware of how sensitive he was in this area, since they had once dedicated a whole play night to finding new ways to make him come through indirect external pressure on his prostate alone. Crowley knew exactly how Aziraphil liked to be touched, and had, more than once, demonstrated that he could play Aziraphil's body like a well-tuned instrument. So Aziraphil expected the usual, a teasing but dedicated treatment, tailored fully to his whims and pleasures, but soon found himself enduring the same clinical touches he'd already felt everywhere else on his body. It was maddening. It was annoying. It was arousing beyond measure. Aziraphil's muscles were straining with the effort to keep his position, and he was vaguely aware that he was panting loudly and had started making desperate little noises between impatience and encouragement. Crowley wasn't moved at all and ignored his pleading whimpers as he finished his thorough examination of Aziraphil's balls. He then moved on to boldly stroke along Aziraphil's cock, making Aziraphil gasp at the sudden touch. He stroked once, twice, then he removed his hands altogether from Aziraphil's body, eliciting a grunt of dismay from his angel. "I hope you realize this looks quite bad for you, sir. You were obviously trying to smuggle illegal and potentially dangerous fluids past us onto the plane, and it is my duty to investigate this further. Next, I'll have to insert a camera to get a better look at what we are working with." Accompanied by another snap, the sharp, sulfurous tang of another demonic miracle filled the air, as Aziraphil blinked his eyes open to look at the toy Crowley had conjured up for them. It was an urethral sound, lying innocently on Crowley's upturned palms for Aziraphil's inspection, and his heart made a little jump. The thin rod was made of stainless steel, the shaft in a long, straight line with a rounded tip and a barber's end for a secure grip. Its length was the perfect fit for Aziraphil's current set of genitalia, and Aziraphil suddenly realized that Crowley must have intended for the sounding to be the main focus of this evening's session. This practice was something new they had only recently and very tentatively started to introduce into their relationship, and Aziraphil was still a bit wary of it. Aziraphil's cooperation had always been extremely sensitive, and if he was fully tuned in on its sensations, it was easy to get overwhelmed by the smallest experiences. For the same reasons, he always ate very slowly,
to savor every single bite, or took baths with a much lower temperature than his heat-loving serpent would prefer. "Color, Angel?" Crowley inquired softly. Aziraphale wasn't keen on stopping, but he was worried about completely ruining the scene if they moved too fast. "Yellow." In response, Crowley put the sounding rod aside on a freshly miracled-up tray on the floor, and then leaned back a little to look at him, his left hand reaching out to calmly stroke along Aziraphale's naked calf. "What do you need from me?" Aziraphale's mind was reeling a bit with the possibilities. Did he want to give direct prostate stimulation a try today? Or would he prefer to do it another time as part of their usual lovemaking? Maybe as part of a less strenuous scene? Aziraphale was aware that Crowley wouldn't even bat an eye at changing the direction of the scene if it was what Aziraphale needed. Aziraphale realized that he was almost panting and not at all from excitement. He took a few calming breaths, trying to focus.
"Could we slow down a bit? Maybe something more familiar for the moment, and then we see where this goes later?"
"Sure. Anything else?"
I don't think I can keep this position for very long. We might want to change it up a bit, so I can focus better on the new sensation."
"All right. Anything else?" Aziraphale shook his head. Crowley miracled up another toy, one of the short penis plugs they had experimented with in the past, and this time the flutter of Aziraphale's heart was definitely out of excitement at the sight. It was his second favorite toy in their collection, with a small mushroom-shaped head at the end to keep lodged firmly in the penis, and a ring that could be closed around the head. Aziraphale exhaled softly, closing his eyes for a moment and taking a few deep breaths to get back into the scene. Once Crowley stopped his calming strokes along his calf, he opened them again and decided to spice things up a bit.
"Your feet!" he spluttered in mock affront. "Certainly, this isn't standard procedure for this kind of situation. What are you planning to do with this dastardly thing?"
"You should have thought about this before you tried to smuggle illegal substances inside your body, sir. This instrument will make sure you won't be able to get rid of any incriminating fluids during the rest of the investigation."
"I wasn't trying to smuggle anything. I can't believe this is happening."
"Shouting will get you nowhere but a prison cell, sir. The quickest way to end this examination is to follow my instructions. Now, put your hands back in position and let me do my work." Aziraphale made a show of reluctantly stretching his hands out to the sides, scowling at Crowley the whole time. Crowley simply nodded. "Good. Now stay in this position, or next time you'll have to face the consequences of disobeying my orders." Crowley reached for Aziraphale's cock, which had slightly softened during the negotiations, and brought it back to full hardness with a few efficient strokes. Then he snapped up a bottle of lube Aziraphale didn't recognize. They had quite a collection of different samples, but...
"Oh!"
Aziraphale moaned as Crowley unceremoniously let a huge dollop of the clear liquid drop down onto the tip of his penis. The liquid was quite cold, and Aziraphale swallowed his complaint about it not being warmed to his personal preference, struggling to stay in character, when another dollop of lube hit his sensitive erection, running down the shaft. Aziraphale was just about to whine about the rough handling when a new sensation reached his sensitive nerve endings.
"Oh, you fiend!"
he reiterated as he gasped through the feeling. The lube must have had some special components in it, because once it heated up, a prickling sensation crept along his heated skin. It was a perfect choice for the occasion, but it would make the first breachings overwhelmingly intensive. More lube dripped on Aziraphale's erection before Crowley finally put away the bottle and reached for the small penis plug. A sudden sharp sting on his left buttock made Aziraphale yelp as Crowley's hand connected with a soft flesh in a loud smack. "Arms," Crowley reprimanded, and Aziraphale hurried to get back into position. Pinned in place like this, he watched helplessly as Crowley rolled the small pin in the loop on his erection to coat it in the thick liquid. This plug was one of the biggest in their current collection, and Aziraphale was used to working up to it with a smaller one first, so when the tip of the toy was set against the tiny hole in his erection, Aziraphale expected Crowley to go slow and tease him a bit before putting it into place.
"Ah!"
he yelped helplessly as, against his expectations, the plug was pushed in unceremoniously in one smooth motion. The feeling was incredible. The burn and stretch of the unexpected move, the sting and prickle of the still mostly cool lubricant, the lack of gentleness and teasing they usually involved in their lovemaking. It was a heady mix, and Aziraphale had to pant through a few heavy moans as the sensations rippled through his body in waves. The plug itself didn't go very far in. It barely reached the bottom of the tip, but when Crowley softly pressed against the outside of it, Aziraphale had to grab his wrist and immediately pull his hand away in warning. The smug, self-satisfied smirk he got from his demon was outrageous, and, unfortunately, very sexy.
"Close!"
he gulped, and Crowley lazily snapped his fingers again, producing a familiar black leather band, which he fastened expertly into place. Aziraphale, for his part, moaned in dismay as the cock ring helped to rein in his impending orgasm. Usually refractory periods were something that happened only to humans, but since Crowley clearly intended for them to experience the scene in a more human way, they had to make sure they didn't reach their peak too fast in the proceedings. Knowing this intellectually didn't mean Aziraphale liked that he wasn't allowed to come yet, of course. Even knowing that waiting would make his orgasm so much more intense later. Once Aziraphale's breathing had slowed down considerably, Crowley put his attention back to the penis plug. He fastened a ring around the glands, securing it in place. He barely touched Aziraphale's erection while doing this, and his angel wasn't sure whether he should curse or praise him for it. Finally, he stood and examined Aziraphale's position with a raised eyebrow. Belatedly, Aziraphale realized that he had never put his arms back into place after grabbing Crowley's wrist. Crowley's amused smirk at his realization was quite preposterous.
"What shall I do with you, sir? I appreciate that you warned me of your impending transgression on your part, but you still did it by breaking another rule. Do you really think that this is appropriate behavior in your situation?"
Aziraphale's sulk was only partly a front for the character he was playing. Part of him actually was a bit sulky about the incident. He enjoyed being given challenging rules to follow, but he also liked them to be actually manageable.
"I told you the position was too complicated."
"True," the demon admitted with a nod. "Which means I will provide you with an alternative to accommodate you." Another snap of fingers and one of those garish green scanner walls appeared right in front of a Aziraphale. There were two white circles about the height of his shoulders sporting vertical handles in their middle. "Put your hands on those and hold on," Crowley instructed, and tapped the handlets with his long, elegant index finger. Aziraphale gave him a pouty look, mostly for show, of course, and then eagerly grabbed the handlets, finally steadying his position immensely. As expected, another set of softly padded leather cuffs appeared around his wrists, with another demonic finger snap, and secured itself to the handles automatically, trapping him in this position. "Now, since I don't want to encourage any further misbehavior, we shall move on to your punishment, sir. I think 9 additional strokes should be enough to get my point across." Crowley didn't actually wait for an answer to his rhetorical question, and once again Aziraphale yelped as a gloved hand connected with the soft flesh of his right buttock in a sharp spank. Usually, when they indulged in this type of play, Crowley would make him count out his strokes and drag the scene out by fondling his buttocks or fingering his anus in between the strokes. This time, he did the exact opposite. 9 strokes, alternated between buttocks in a slightly off rhythm, no interruptions, no counting, no fondling. Just an efficient and clinical execution of his earlier announced punishment, making both of his now flaming hot buttocks sting with 5 strokes each. Aziraphale's mind was reeling with the onslaught of this scene's fast pace. His grip around the handles was white-knuckled, and small breathy cries had escaped his lips with each stroke of Crowley's still-gloved hands. His cock was painfully hard, as it always was after a good spanking. Both the cock ring and the penis plug bright sparkly sensations on his already oversensitive skin, which felt simultaneously too hot and too small to contain his feelings. "Good, sir. You took your punishment very well. I'm glad we agree that it was well-deserved for your earlier misbehavior." Aziraphale would have loved to splutter indignantly at the smug audacity, but he was way too overwhelmed with his current state and all the simultaneous sensations coursing through his body. A hand touched his arm softly, then a calming kiss was pressed to his temple. "Color, angel." Aziraphale took a moment to calm his breathing again. Usually, Crowley wouldn't need to check in with him for just a small spot of spanking, but they both were very aware of what was awaiting them further down their current menu.
brain.
In this case, we should proceed to check the remaining orifices for any further transgressions on your part. Crowley positioned himself behind Aziraphale's back, only to whisper directly into his ear. Open your mouth for me. When Aziraphale refused to open his mouth as instructed, finally able to focus a bit more on their respective roles again, Crowley's left hand grabbed his jaw, pushing his thumb and forefinger into his cheeks, forcing Aziraphale to open his mouth. As soon as Aziraphale's lips parted enough, Crowley pushed two fingers of his right hand into his mouth, bringing with them the taste of rubber and residue lube from the earlier play. Usually, Aziraphale loved to suck and feast on Crowley's fingers, and could do so for hours if challenged. But this time, Crowley didn't give him any chance to prove the skills of his mouth and tongue. Instead, his tongue was prodded and forced to one side, then the other. The hollow of his cheeks both checked as well as the underside of his tongue in a clinical performative search for something both of them knew wasn't there. It was maddening and annoying and arousing all at the same time, and Aziraphale felt dizzy with all of it once Crowley pulled his hand out and let Aziraphale close his mouth again. Good. Nothing additional here, sir, so we can proceed. I hope you will be a bit more cooperative with your next orifice, though.
What?
Aziraphale panted, trying to pull up a proper complaint, mostly just because he wanted to see what Crowley might do to punish him for his disobedience.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means, dear sir, that we can either make this easy for the both of us, or you can make all this much harder on yourself, and I'll focus on thorough examinations with the extra large equipment. Aziraphale hissed again at the way Crowley palmed his stinging backside, giving him a clue on how he planned to proceed next. Hungrily, Aziraphale pushed his pelvis forward, playfully trying to escape Crowley's firm grip.
You shall do no such thing. I'm certain that you are not allowed to do any of these things to me, and I will most certainly complain. Ugh!
His tirade was cut short as Crowley once again put efficiency over dragged-out foreplay. A bony thigh was pushed hard against his own thigh, keeping him in place while two spitz-like fingers were pushed briskly into his anus. The burning stretch of the sudden breach was delicious and arousing, and just on this side of painfully good that Aziraphale's happy moan hummed through his whole body. Another demonic snap miracled up additional necessities, and sure enough, with the two fingers still buried deep in his arse, more cold medical lube was dribbled all over his stinging buttocks. Another hiss in delicious anticipation, as the prickly sensation of the lube mixed with the sting of his overheated, abused flesh. Aziraphale was sweating all over by now, constantly panting and moaning, wiggling his arse to force Crowley to finally move on. Crowley removed his fingers from his body, only to return with a healthy amount of lube, which was pushed messily into his body along with the probing fingers. For a while, Aziraphale was convinced this would be how the scene was going to end. Crowley would soon replace the fingers with his own erection,
and proceed to pound into his ass until they both climaxed. But when he paid closer attention to the actual movement of Crowley's fingers, Xerophil realized that his demon wasn't preparing him for penetration, but was instead still pretending to search for any hidden objects. Before he could act on this new insight, the fingers were gone, and something more substantial was pressed against his abused rim instead. It was too stiff to be Crowley's erection, so Xerophil figured it must be one of their butt plugs. Judging by the shape and the sheer size of the bloody thing, it had to be the pear-shaped plug with the diamond base. Xerophil moaned as the tip breached his entrance, and Xerophil wasn't sure whether he should encourage or debate the use of this particular toy. Due to its shape and the small shaft connecting the plug with its base, it easily stayed secured in place, even during more vigorous activities. But it was also just exactly long enough to rub teasingly against his prostate, with even the tiniest movements fully settled. "I'm pleased to tell you that I could find no additional violations of the import rules yet, so for now this orifice will be sealed. This way we can keep you open for any future additional examinations that might be necessary." Crowley's voice was warm and honey thick in his ear, clearly pleased with how the scene is evolving. Xerophil's only answer is a frustrated moan at still not being allowed to come yet, and the anticipation of what lay ahead of them. "And because I'm so pleased that you weren't trying to hide anything else from me, I'll give you a treat. Isn't that nice of me?" Crowley purred.
"You're..." Xerophil gasped. "You're not being nice to me at all."
The pseudo-complaint wasn't even convincing to his own ears, despite his best efforts to stay in character, but all the sensations running through his body were already quite overwhelming without the thought of what might lay ahead. "Hush," Crowley murmured softly, and Xerophil could hear the whisper of fabric before the weight of a familiar black silk blindfold was secured over his eyes. A whine escaped his lips, but he was grateful to have at least one sense taken away from this onslaught of feelings thrumming through him, but also sad to lose the view of his beautiful serpent. Still, Xerophil agreed that the blindfold may help him with his anxiety about the upcoming sounding, since the visual impact of plugs inserted into his penis had already proven to be overwhelmingly erotic for him in the past. Then the heat of Crowley's still fully clothed frame pressed into his back, and a pointy chin pressed against his right shoulder, clearly so that Crowley could have a good view on his front. "Now, shall we finally remove those nasty illegal fluids from your body, sir?" The soft words were followed by a wet lick along Xerophil's sweaty neck and throat, leaving a burning trail of saliva on his overheated skin.
"No, please, don't touch me, please," Xerophil begged, struggling a bit for show, his body taut with anticipation and excitement.
"Too late to get out of this now, sir. Here we go." Crowley's left hand had sneaked around his waist and was now firmly pressing Xerophil's body back against the demon. Crowley's right hand slowly wandered from his hip to his navel, then followed the trail of white curls it found there down to the base of his desperate, twitching cock.
"Shh, I will make this quick and efficient. I am a professional. Don't worry, sir. You're in good hands."
Another whine was torn from Aziraphale's throat as the wandering hand travelled over the leather of the cock ring up along the shaft to the tip of his penis. Panting, Aziraphale felt how Crowley's grip around his middle tightened, and another leather strap wound itself around both their waists. He supposed that was to make sure he wouldn't accidentally hurt himself by twitching away from Crowley's grasp. Then both of Crowley's hands were on the tip of Aziraphale's erection, deft fingers removing the pressure of the ring that had helped the toy to stay in place. Aziraphale gasped again, panting as he felt the tip of the toy being gripped, his shaft held firmly in place by Crowley's free hand. A soft tug, then another, until the plug came loose and could be pulled out in one agonizingly slow motion. Aziraphale hissed to the ceiling, head thrown back in a wave of relief, as finally the pre-ejaculate gathered under the plug at the tip of his penis could spill freely down along his shaft, wetting his cock before dripping to the floor. Crowley allowed Aziraphale only a moment to pant through the sensation before another demonic miracle whispered over his skin, no doubt replacing the plug in Crowley's palm with the earlier discarded sounding rod. Aziraphale heard a noise like the cap of a tube being pulled open, then felt even more lube dribbling all over his leaking erection, making him shudder and whine in delicious anticipation. A few moments later, Aziraphale heard something hit the floor, surely discarded in favor of the sounding rod, which was now being meticulously rolled in the slick smeared over Aziraphale's erection, coating the long toy with plenty of the slippery gel. Finally, the round end of the toy's tip was placed at the leaking opening of his penis. Aziraphale whined, his whole body tense, when he felt Crowley lift his head back to his ear. "Inhale, sir," Crowley purred, and Aziraphale, helpless to do otherwise, followed the instruction, holding his breath a moment before Crowley continued with, "Exhale." With the breath flowing out of him, Crowley pushed the toy steadily inside the tight channel of his erection, making Aziraphale's eyes roll back into his head. His demon only let it slip in as far as the plug had reached before, stopping just in time with Aziraphale's exhale ending. The rod was a bit thinner than the plug, so it went in easily enough, but the burn of the toy itself, in combination with the reapplied prickly lube, made colors explode behind his eyes, unfortunately enhancing all other sensations coursing through his body as well. His stinging buttocks spread apart by the base of the plug in his arse. The plug itself occasionally brushing against his prostate when he shifted just the slightest bit. The fact that he couldn't move at all from his spread-out position, held in place by cuffs and Crowley's body all around him, safe and secure. "I'm close," he slurred, fearing he'd orgasm despite the tight grip of the leather band around his cock. "I need a moment."
Crowley complied immediately, keeping perfectly still, even going so far as to lift his chin from Aziraphale's shoulder to remove as many additional stimuli as possible. Meanwhile, Aziraphale concentrated on his breathing, trying to calm down his racing heart as well as his racing thoughts. Switching off some of the more human aspects of his cooperation might have been helpful, but Aziraphale was too much of a hedonist to miss any potentially pleasurable aspects of any new experiences invented by humans.
"Okay, move on,"
he confirmed, once he felt a little bit more in control of himself again, and was rewarded with another wet stripe of tongue against his neck, making him shiver.
"Look at how good you are being for me, sir," Crowley praised him, and Aziraphale had to lean his head against Crowley's for support. "We'll continue now with the procedure. Inhale," came the soft instruction, and with his next exhale, the sounding rod was pushed a little deeper inside the shaft of his erect penis. Another exhale, and it was pushed even farther in. Another inhale, and Crowley surprised him by pulling it out a bit again, only to start pushing back in on the next exhale. Seconds morphed into minutes, then into small eternities, as Aziraphale's whole world was reduced to the feeling of the toy moving alongside the inside of his shaft with every single breath he took, controlled by the murmured instructions of his beloved demon. When the sounding rod was about halfway inside his erection, Crowley pulled it out completely to let some of the pre-cum escape and to gather more lube to ease its passage inside the burning shaft.
"So much," Aziraphale slurred. "So much."
Another whine, and Crowley stroked his flank calmly.
"You are doing so good for me, Angel. Next time we do this, I'll make you watch, so you can see how pretty your cock looks, how stiff it gets with the rod buried deep inside it. Are you ready for more?"
"Crowley,"
Aziraphale moaned desperately, not sure if he could take more of this.
"Shh, it's all right. You can do this for me, yes? You can be a good angel and take everything I have to offer to you. I know you can. Take another deep breath for me."
Aziraphale did, feeling tears gather at the corner of his eyes and spill along his cheeks. Overwhelmed and so aroused, words eluded him. There was only Crowley in his head, and yes, and please. And then the sounding rod was back at the tip of his penis, just to be pushed back inside of him on his next exhale. It was slow and maddening. His anus kept clenching around the plug, and his ass cheeks were burning until finally, the toy was situated at the base of his cock. Aziraphale felt it stinging deliciously inside of him, the burn of the loop and the stretch along the way still on the good side of too much. Another deep breath, and the rod moved even deeper, making Aziraphale gasp in alarm.
"Too deep!"
he moaned warningly as the sudden urge to urinate tingled along his nerve endings.
"Bladder!"
Crowley hummed thoughtfully, and on the next exhale pulled the toy a tiny bit back again at a different angle, finally brushing against their actual destination.
There!
Aziraphale whined, shuddering uncontrollably with the intense sensation of his prostate being brushed directly by the toy. Crowley concentrated and brushed the rounded tip of the toy back and forth with the tiniest movements, making Aziraphale moan and cry out loud.
Crowley, please, please, so close, please let me.
And thank all that is holy, Crowley finally gave in. His left hand sank down to the cock ring, deftly removing it while brushing his prostate one last time, and then pulling the sounding rod out in one long movement. Crowley's timing was absolutely perfect, causing Aziraphale's pleasure to crest in the most powerful orgasm of his life. White sticky semen exploded out of the tight channel once the rod was pulled free, splattering against the green wall in front of him and all over the toy and his lover's gloved hands. Waves of immense pleasure and relief rippled through his body as Crowley held him gently through the aftershocks. Once Aziraphale came down from his high, he noticed Crowley's erection pressed hot and burning against his thigh. This absolutely wouldn't do.
In me, now, I need you,
Aziraphale begged, and could feel Crowley hesitate behind him in worry. Aziraphale didn't always enjoy being penetrated after having reached his own orgasm already, so Crowley was right to worry, but after this particular experience, Aziraphale wouldn't want it any other way. His serpent most definitely deserved a treat, and he was going to provide it.
Don't!
He panted, trying to push Crowley past his worry.
Don't you need to replace the fluid you've just stolen from me? You fiend! How shall I live without it? I want it, please.
Luckily, Aziraphale's words seemed to have the desired effect, because Crowley growled and loosened the strap around their torsos. A moment later, the plug's base was gripped and hurriedly removed. Aziraphale could hear the sound of a hastily pulled zipper, and then something bigger, something hot and hard, being placed at his entrance, while Crowley's hands pulled his still-stinging buttocks apart to get a better look. Soon the slick noise of lube being liberally applied to naked skin and the delicious burn and pressure of being filled by Crowley's cock took over the center of Aziraphale's world. They moaned in unison once Crowley bottomed out, his balls pressed snugly against Aziraphale's skin. Despite that hasty first breach, the rhythm, Crowley said, was slow and steady, obviously still worried to overwhelm his sensitive angel, and Aziraphale's whole chest burned with the love and care directed at him.
Free my right hand,
Aziraphale demanded, and instantly the cuffs around his right wrist fell away, so he grabbed Crowley's hip and urged him to thrust harder and deeper to chase his own pleasure in Aziraphale's body.
Come on, come on, my sweet serpent, show me how much you desire me.
Not sweet,
Crowley protested weakly,
setting his teeth at the juncture between neck and shoulder to bite down, pace growing more and more erratic. Aziraphale's bent cock made a feeble attempt at growing hard again, twitching at the new spike of sensation the bite brought, but only moments later Crowley grunted into Aziraphale's neck, pushing deep one last time into a shuddering halt. Limited to human sensations, Aziraphale couldn't actually feel Crowley spending his seed deep inside his body, but the thought alone had him moaning and gasping at the intimacy of it. He loved the sensation of having a part of Crowley's essence deep inside his corporation, a cherished feeling he'd be able to savor fully later, once he turned back on all his ethereal senses. For now, he stood still, murmuring sweet and soothing nothings for his beloved serpent, who was currently gripping him tightly against his body, shuddering and whining and making the loveliest noises. For a while, both of them stood there like this, blissfully locked together, panting and basking in their closeness and feelings for each other. Crowley was the first to move, and Aziraphale was sure he was silently fretting, as he always did, whether he had really satisfied his angel to the fullest. But there was no possibility that he wouldn't, given how devoted he was to Aziraphale's pleasures. "Deep breath," Crowley said once again as he pulled out of Aziraphale on the exhale. He instantly sank to his knees and inspected Aziraphale's anus to make sure there weren't any accidental injuries after his rough treatment. There weren't, of course. All that was left was a lovely sting, and Aziraphale sighed as a soft kiss was pressed to his leaking center in a gesture of love and utter devotion. Aziraphale's blindfold was removed, his left hand was freed next, and both wrists were inspected for any damage, and then massaged lightly to encourage any blood circulation that may have been interrupted. The cuffs on his ankles came off as well, and his ankles were subjected to the same treatment. Finally, Crowley encouraged him to step out of his pants, soiled by loop and semen, and walk over to his plush beige sofa, where he was urged down onto a hastily placed tartan throw. Another snap of demonic fingers had a bowl with warm water and a washcloth appear next to the couch. Crowley used it to tenderly clean up any sticky spills from his anus and cock, as well as to remove the drying sweat all over his body. There would be a shower, or maybe a bath, later, depending on how exhausted he would feel, but for the immediate aftercare of a scene, they both usually preferred the intimacy of cleaning their lover's body with a simple cloth. Once Crowley was satisfied with Aziraphale's comfort, he quickly cleaned his own softened penis and was about to put it away in his trousers when Aziraphale tossed disapprovingly.
"I want you naked and snuggled up with me. Don't even think I'll accept any clothing for the next few hours."
"Greedy bastard," Crowley smirked, but obediently wiggled out of the rest of his clothes before gesturing for Aziraphale to make some room on the couch for him. Aziraphale soon found himself snuggled up in Crowley's arms, back to front. Another thick plush tartan throw over them both, keeping their bodies warm. Crowley snapped up a tray with their preferred aftercare snacks, cut up cheese, grapes, pear quarters, crackers, bites of chocolate truffles, and tiny cakes.
"Where shall I start?" he inquired softly, hand hovering over the plate.
"Fruits," Aziraphale decided, accepting the grape that was fed to him with a deeply contented sigh.
"So, what's the verdict?" Crowley asked, while continuing to feed Aziraphale bites of food in between.
"The blindfold helped a lot. Good thinking, darling,"
Aziraphale commented, and kissed Crowley's fingers before they could retreat.
"I enjoyed the whole scene. A very inventive take on the whole power imbalance angle. Oh, and mixed with a spot of medical play as a treat."
The eye roll was clearly heard in Crowley's nod, even though Aziraphale couldn't see Crowley's eyes from his position. "I so love it when you talk dirty to me, Angel." Aziraphale pinched his thigh in retaliation before continuing.
"The sounding was a lot, but I liked it, obviously. I think next time we should give it a bit more focus, though, and experiment with the different sensations and depth. Maybe a glass toy next, for some temperature play."
"That good, huh?" Crowley hummed, clearly pleased, popping a cube of cheese into his own mouth.
"Yes, I also propose that you volunteer for our next experimentation session as our test subject."
"Do you know?" Crowley said, mildly surprised. Aziraphale nodded enthusiastically.
"Yes, it was an incredibly intense feeling, and I definitely want to share it with you as soon as possible, my dear. I'm very positive that you'll like it as well."
"Is that so, Angel?"
"Yes, depending on the genital set we're using, we'll even have two hemipenes to play around with at the same time. Doesn't that sound like fun?"
The end.